I welcome Crystal and Jean-Pierre. We would like to talk about the Aikido workshop. And Crystal, I think we should start with you. And I would like to kind of just ask you to help us learn more, know more about Aikido. What is the origin of Aikido and how it was first started in Oroville?
Okay, so Aikido is a martial art. It was, I wouldn't say invented, because it's the base is very ancient. It's thousands of years old. But the man who brought Aikido into existence left his body in the 60s. His name was Morie Ueshiba, known as O-sensei, the teacher of teachers. And this is today a martial art that is practiced in most countries of the world. And in Oroville, it has been present since the very beginning of Oroville. It was introduced by a Frenchman, whose name was André Piton, who left Oroville early. I met him when I arrived in 1974. And then he left for Tahiti, became one of the main teachers there. And later on, a group of students started in the early 70s again. After his departure, another man came, Ananda and Michiko. Ananda is also a Frenchman again, who studied Aikido in Japan in the Hombu Dojo. Then Serge and Luisa and myself started to learn with him. And I think we started in 1980 probably. And Ananda stopped, and then after a long story, Serge managed to spend a few years in France, where he met Jean-Pierre, and then he learned Aikido there, he developed his skill, came back in 1991, and restarted the Aikido school. Then he became my teacher, because in the meantime, I had a problem with my spine, I had to stop, so I restarted again Aikido with him in 1992. Then, unfortunately, Serge left his body a few years back. I was with Luisa and I were his closest student, and I was already, he had trained me as a teacher already before he left his body, so I de facto became the main teacher, so to say, in Oroville.
Okay, wonderful. And I think that brings us to the workshop and you leading the whole thing and conducting it and organizing the workshop. So tell us, why did you feel the need to conduct this workshop from 21st to 29th of February, right?
Yes, exactly. So since a few years, thanks to the PCG, to the Project Coordination Group, we received some money that allow us to pay for the upkeep of the teachers here. We have contact with several teachers, mostly French. Jean-Pierre Pigeot is the main, has been also my main teacher outside of Oroville. And last year we received another teacher, a Fildan, André Palmieri. And the reason why we organize those workshops is every teacher, in fact, there is other people teaching. Luisa is able to teach Aikido. Surya, who works closely with me, also is able to teach. It's a bit limited. So we also need to be, our own practice needs to be evaluated and renewed and corrected. That, for example, during the classes, Jean-Pierre tells me what I do wrong. Because I cannot see myself, and I have no one who is even more so developed than me in this art, who could tell me what I do wrong or right.
Not wrong, what we have to feel.
Yes, yeah, he says, we never do anything wrong. We have to discover, that's very good, because that's about consciousness. Aikido is about consciousness.
Okay.
And also, of course, it's very good for our student to be... to see a much better work than whatever we can provide, and to be put in circumstances where there is a challenge also for them.
Okay? Jean-Pierre, I saw you conduct the workshop and lead it, and there was such grace in your movements, and I felt it was more like a dance with lots of precision and balance. And I just would like, I'm really curious to know, how long have you been doing Aikido?
Combien de temps?
I began Aikido in 1975.
Wow. Great. And you've been practicing it mostly in France?
Yes, in France, yes.
Okay. And how long have you been teaching?
I began to teach in 1980. About 1980, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you teach, what is it that you would like your students to gain out of this practice, this art?
Qu'est-ce que tu aimerais que tes étudiants développent au cours de la pratique?
Ce qui est important pour moi aujourd'hui, c'est de vraiment vivre l'aïkido dans le sens d'une expérience profonde. Et d'une certaine façon, je ne souhaite pas que enseigner quelque chose. Ce que je souhaite, c'est que chacun puisse accéder par lui-même à cette recherche, peut-être en imitant ou en s'imprégnant de ce que je fais.
He says, it's for him, Aikido, it's a very deep experience. It is only by his presence that he can manifest, and his role is to allow the student to open himself, just by to open himself to what is shown, to what comes from inside. So Aikido is not something, if I may say, which needs a load of talking. A few explanations needs to be made, but it's all in a movement. It's all that comes from inside. And this is the only way we can communicate this.
Okay. And
c'est par l'auto-éducation que l'on peut se conduire soi-même.
Voilà. It's exactly the same thing I told you in the earlier interview. It's by teaching yourself that you can learn. So the role of the teacher is mainly that he doesn't impose anything on you, but the discipline must come from you. Nothing can be imposed from outside.
You also mentioned that day that it's a very spiritual, it's very close to spirituality. Jean-Pierre, did you, when you interacted with people here in Oroville, did you see that our spiritual kind of level of consciousness also helps to connect with Aikido? Or practice it better, or maybe understand it better?
Ce qu'elle dit qu'à Oroville, c'est quand même une sphère spirituelle à Oroville. Donc, elle demande si l'état déjà d'esprit des gens ou leur attitude ou leur les conduit plus facilement à l'aïkido, ou est-ce que tu vois une différence par exemple avec ce que tu rencontres en France?
Certains sont ouverts, d'autres moins. Enfin, ouais. Il n'y a pas de on ne peut pas dire que c'est absolument comme ça.
Non. There is no rules. It depends really on the person. Ouais. It depends on your own level, so to say. I mean, Oroville, I tell you, I'm here since long. Mm-hmm. I would never ask a question about spirituality of anybody. Right. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We take the people as they are, basically, and they bring with them what they are, and we can a bit help. But basically, you cannot force someone to transform himself. Mm-hmm. It has to come from him. All the work comes from you.
Okay. L'aïkido peut nous aider à mieux nous incarner, voilà. Ou incarner cette sphère spirituelle, voilà.
Exactly. This is, I think, answers your question. You say aïkido can be an instrument, a tool, to help incarnate this spirit in you. If you take it this way, it can be if you are, a feral person, for example, you could practice a very hard aïkido. You can easily break people. Huh? It's not a dance like you have think have been seen. It's a very, very efficient, terribly efficient martial art. But the purpose of an aïkidoka is not destruction. Never.
L'aïkido vise à transformer le conflit, pas le fuir, hein, ni l'éviter, mais transformer. Donc on doit être au cœur de l'action. Donc on doit développer une grande présence pour pouvoir transformer. Donc déjà, cette transformation, c'est en nous qu'elle se passe. Hein. Donc si on se transforme, si on essaye d'appliquer des principes de non-opposition qui sont très difficiles, intellectuellement, c'est facile, mais pour les mettre en œuvre, c'est difficile.
C'est très difficile.
Ne pas forcer, ne pas pousser.
You see, we don't work what he says. We don't work in opposition. We don't solve problem with a confrontation in Aikido. It's a matter of exactly what Auroville is about, of transformation of the consciousness. So if you have an opponent, someone who comes with a bad intention to you, the matter is not to send back the even a worse vibration to that person. No, and it's to take the vibration of this person, transform it into something more maybe peaceful, you know, and then to give it back to that person.
Le chemin de l'aïkido est d'unifier, c'est-à-dire d'être avec l'autre. Voilà. Et c'est dans cette unification qu'on peut transformer, guider, changer, comme en nous-mêmes. En nous-mêmes, nous avons notre partie, notre corps physique, cet élément qui est lié à la terre, et puis nous avons une partie spirituelle. Et en fait, ces deux doivent se rencontrer, doivent échanger. Si ces deux parties sont en opposition, il y a un dilemme. Voilà.
It's very interesting because that's what we discovered here in Auroville, exactly what he expressed. There is a body, there is a consciousness, and many people is completely disconnected. Many people are either, in their mind, they don't know nothing about their body, or other people are fully in their body, have no mind. So this work of transformation has to be done into you. And as Jean-Pierre said, we don't work in opposition. That's no confrontation.
But
unification is very important.
Yes.
As I said, you see, Mother, she said somewhere, you have to become one body, one soul. In Aikido, this is really what I personally have discovered and what Jean-Pierre is trying to say, if I get it right. And the body of the other is also, is part of you, basically. So when somebody attacks you, let's say, because we are dealing with this, there are different levels of answering, One can be, but sure, the more the energy is given, the more also what will be given back is, you get, in fact, what you bring. Exactly, in Aikido. You give something. So it means if you also are the defender and then you don't give nothing, then you will get hurt. That's obvious. You see?
Comme dans notre conversation, là, on s'écoute, on est présent. Hein, et voilà, c'est important, là. On est en communication. On n'est pas comme ça. On n'est pas comme ça. Chacun est à sa place. On écoute. Donc dans cette qualité d'écoute, on est en paix. Voilà. Si on n'est pas en paix, qu'est-ce qu'il va me dire? Non, c'est pas ça. Ça c'est bon. Non, c'est pas bon. Non, voilà. On est ouvert.
Yeah. Hein?
Mm. C'est ouvert, ça c'est ouvert.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Si. Yeah. Voilà, c'est un peu yeah. cette qualité-là.
See, that's what you mean. Even during this interview, we are here three people, yeah. and we could have different attitudes. Mm-hmm. You know, we could be reluctant or not interested, but we are here clearly together, sharing something, and we fully participate with our whole being into what we are just doing now. And it's exactly what Aikido is.
Wow. Wonderful. I feel like joining your workshop now.
You're welcome.
Enfin, c'est ce que je sens. Je dis ce que je sens.
Yes. Hein? He says what he feels. But I share 100% of what he says. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. And it gives us great joy also. Great joy.
Well, I hope we see more and more of Aikido and more of Jean-Pierre here in Auroville. And thank you so much for coming to the studio.